Former Attorney General Griffin Bell calls her the hottest prospect for the United States Supreme Court if President Carter gets a chance to appoint a justice. And if she should get the nod, her elevation to the nation's highest court would be only one of many firsts she's accomplished in her life. She is Judge Amalia Kearse of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg prepared this profile.
All her life, Amalia Kearse has been a superstar, but she's not what today's pop sociologists would call a superwoman. Her life is her work. She's 42, single, no children, and her average workday is 12 to 15 hours long. She is black and obviously female, but she considers herself first and foremost a lawyer. She grew up in Vauxhall, New Jersey, a small, predominantly black town 20 miles outside New York City. Her mother was a doctor, her father the postmaster. When Amalia reached high school age, her parents arranged for her to attend the predominantly white and academically superior school of the neighboring town. Kearse and her brother were always encouraged to achieve.
We were always being asked what we wanted to be when we grew up, which I found was something of a difference between me and some of the women that I went to school with, some of whom had no thoughts of a career at all, and who weren't at all encouraged to have thoughts of a career.
Was there ever anything you weren't allowed to do because you were female or because you were black?
Not that I recall. There have been a number of things that I've done that had not been done before by a black or a female, but that was, as far as I was concerned, irrelevant if I really wanted to do it.
She went to Wellesley College and then to the University of Michigan Law School, where she served on the Law Review. If being black in America in the 1950s and 60s was ever a problem for Amalia Kearse, she doesn't admit it now. But being female was something else again.
When I was in law school and looking for a job, I knew I wanted to be a litigator, and I wanted to go to Wall Street. And when I started interviewing, I talked to a lot of firms that had no women at all, and I don't believe I talked to a single firm that had any women in their litigation departments. Those firms that had women had them in the trust and estates department, or occasionally they would allow them to do tax work, but that really seemed to be as far as it went. I remember talking to somebody at one firm who said they once had a woman who did litigation, but she had a nervous breakdown, and they would never make that mistake again.
Why did you want to be a litigator, and why on Wall Street?
Well, I wanted the Wall Street practice because that was, I considered to be, the big leagues. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see if I could do it. I wanted to be a litigator because I really liked the trial context.
Kearse finally got an offer from the distinguished Wall Street firm that was fathered by Chief Justice Charles Evans Hughes. She joined the firm of Hughes, Hubbard & Reed, became a partner, and an outstanding trial lawyer specializing somewhat in antitrust. Her legal reputation was so high that Attorney General Bell tried three times to recruit her as an assistant attorney general. The third time, as he tells it, he took her to an expensive lunch at a French restaurant, and just as he started his pitch, Kearse said that she decided she would really like to be a judge. "I knew then," says Bell, "that I didn't have a chance to get her to the Justice Department because she was just so well qualified to be a judge." The screening committee for the Second Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, and in June, Amalia Kearse was sworn in as the first woman and second black member of that famed and scholarly federal appeals court. The first black member was Thurgood Marshall, who later was elevated to the Supreme Court. Amalia Kearse is described by her colleagues as a cool cat and slightly glacial, but she is liked and apparently admired by almost everyone who knows her. Over and over, lawyers who've worked with her stress that she is no bow to affirmative action, rather that she got where she is on merit alone, if anything in spite of her race and her gender. In person, Kearse is professionally self-confident, but somewhat shy. She is a well-known athlete among lawyers, having played on her firm's softball and basketball teams, and when she went on the Court of Appeals, one of her first acts was to beat the court's tennis champion, Judge Walter Mansfield, in what some say was a judicial version of the famed King-Riggs match. Amaya Kearse is also considered one of the most talented bridge players in the country. She was taught the game by her parents. She twice won the National Women's Pairs Championship, and she is the author, editor, and translator of several books and articles about bridge. But Kearse has not been particularly active in the civil rights field, a fact which a number of black lawyers are suspicious of. I asked her how she responds to that suspicion.
Well, I don't know what I say. I haven't really been enormously active in any causes. I have been involved to some extent in a lot of different activities and have been on a number of boards, including boards of organizations that are heavily involved in civil rights activities. But I have not been that active in any movement. But I don't know that should make anyone suspicious of my ability to be a good judge.
And why did Amaya Kearse want to become a judge?
It's a very scholarly activity. It involves a lot of legal analysis and a lot of writing. And I'm very fond of writing. And I just find the whole thing very appealing. I know that I will miss being one of the warriors in the courtroom, but it remains to be seen just how much I will miss that.
It's a truism in the legal profession that dispassionate analysis is what makes a good judge. And by that standard, Amaya Kearse should make a very good judge indeed. But if you examine the opinions of the great judges of this century, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Louis Brandeis, Hugo Black, Felix Frankfurter, Learned Hand, you'll see men speaking passionately about the law and how it affects people's lives. Whether Amaya Kearse has that fire in her remains to be seen. But one thing is certain, the Carter White House has its eye on her for the Supreme Court if there's a vacancy. Kearse and HEW Secretary Patricia Roberts Harris are undoubtedly the two leading contenders. How does Kearse feel about that?
I don't really think much about it. And I don't think, I can't really think of any way in which it's going to influence me one way or the other. It's not something I have any control over. And I did not go on to the Second Circuit for the purpose of going to the Supreme Court. I went to the Second Circuit because that's what I really wanted to do.
Judge Amaya Kearse, maybe someday she'll break the sex barrier at the Supreme Court and be Justice Kearse. I'm Nina Totenberg in Washington.